Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Is it a good afternoon?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want to thank the pastor for this opportunity, and I want to thank Pastor Dan. I asked for that request, that song, and they had to go through a little difficult to get it, but thank God they got the song. But I was especially, I want to thank the pastor for this opportunity that given me to present the goodness of God. You know, as he had asked me to speak, and I was thinking this week, and we just went through Easter holidays and the resurrection, the greatest act that was in humanity. And as I was thinking, you know, I heard on the news that they're celebrating King's 50th anniversary of his death. And I was thinking, as bringing this message, and I wanted to encourage your heart. You know, we started Thursday about the Passover, Egypt. And I was saying, wow. You know, the first Passover, 50, when you talk about 50 in the Bible, the year of Jubilee, 50. And the 50th year, all slaves will go free, and free people would go free. What a Jubilee. And as I set this up, Pastor had asked me that I need more time, but I tried to put this in a little box so I can give it to you. And it's one thing for me to give it to you. It's another thing for you to accept it. So let us pray. Father God, we do thank you and praise you for this night, for this opportunity, Lord, that I have, that I can present you, you alone. You alone deserve it all. Father, let self die. And Father, prepare the hearts. Let us start accepting your word and living this life. Father, it's a life that we can live, because this life is the new life, the life that you give, that every human being can have it. It's free. Father, we thank you for that tonight, and we praise you. Father, you have heard the prayers that went forth. We believe that you answer prayer. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was saying, this week we went through Passover. And I was saying, if I was Tyler, what I was going to say tonight, I would say, what now? What now? After the big, you know, Pastor, we started Thursday night, talking about the Passover in Egypt. And that was the first Passover in Egypt. You know, Exodus 12 talks about, and they said specifically in that Passover, they says it told Moses exactly what to do. And he said, make sure that when you eat the Passover, make sure that it's burnt. It's not boiled. It's not raw, but it has to be burnt. Meaning, judgment, sacrifice. And the blood passed over. What happened there in Egypt? The death passed over. Everyone who was under the blood. It didn't say, death passed over everyone. And that, what a great, think about that. I mean, here it is. If I had committed a crime and just that day, and they tell me to get in the house and the blood, hey, the death would pass me by. You know, I mean, when we start to thinking about, but we look at that great act. It was such a great act and kind act, an act that they didn't deserve. But the scripture of God said that he was going to do a greater act. Now, a greater act, when you think, if you think about that, if it was back there then, a greater act, what could be greater than you blood is put on the doorpost, death passed over people. They get to the Red Sea open, all of them go through. And the Bible said, all the Israelites went through, when they all went through, they were always baptized in Christ. But they look back and their enemies didn't make it, all died. And you're talking about and God saying you're going to do a greater act? And I was saying, wow. Now, if you got your Bible, Jeremiah 31, you can turn there. For the time, I may quote some scripture. I won't turn to Jeremiah because we're talking about a greater act. And God said, I will do a greater act. In that greater act, he said, I will do a new thing. Now look, Jeremiah 31:31. The days are coming, declare the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the peoples of Israel and with the peoples of Judea. It will not be like the covenant I made with them, their ancestors, when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declared the Lord. And look, he said he's going to a new covenant. But he just didn't say a new covenant. He said a new and better covenant with better promises. And, you know, we say we believe what God said. Now, what is this new covenant? I said if I could title this, I would say, what next? So we, Thursday, leading up to here, we had Passover. We took the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians, we took the Lord's Supper, and we're talking about, we believe, taking the Lord's Supper, and when he says, as often as you do this, you remember my death and buried till I come, you remember. But not only he said we remember what he did, but we have to remember what he says. And whatever God says, he will do. He have to do. So this new covenant, new and better covenant, Paul says in 1 Corinthians, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you truly believe that? Because if you believe all things are new, you know, what became new? After I had accepted Christ, I wore glasses. I accepted him in my life. And when I walked away, I was still wearing glasses. And you want to know what's new. And if you think about it, you know, we look at Apostle Paul. He said, all anyone who's in Christ, behold, all things are new. John, Apostle John, he wrote that knowing when Jesus prayed the prayer, the Jews, look, they wanted to know about eternal life. They wanted eternal life. So John the Apostle wrote, what when we talk about eternal life, what is eternal life? As the Bible said, eternal life. It says, this is eternal life, that we know God. Now, wait a minute. In the Old Testament, how could anyone get to know God if they'd never seen God? How could they? We're talking about a new covenant with better promises. What could be so better about this new covenant that he's cutting with us? And hey, Sunday, the pastor brought the message, 1 Corinthians. Wait, hey, wait a minute. He's risen. He's risen. And, but yes, he rose from the grave. But what about in people's life? Did he raise? Yes, he rose from the grave, absolutely. But what about in people's life? Did he rise? Hey, Romans 6, it says, when he died, we died. When he rose, we rose. Is that God's word? Hey, look, what I want to lay out here is that we meet so many Christians. We worry about so many things. When the creator of the universe, it says he spoke. He spoke, and the universe came in existence. Death could not hold him. The grave could not conquer him. And the Bible said when he rose with all power. All. So if you say you have accepted the true and living God, he said he will never leave you or forsake you. We had that song. We sold that, singing that song, In Christ Alone. You know, it never said when he rose, all trouble went away. It didn't say when he rose, you go be laying on a bed of roses. It didn't say that. What it did say, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That has to be true to every human being. If it's not true, you can't stand. We are weak human beings. We are limited. But I can tell you this. You know, I ask, what now? Paul said we have a new life. When he rose from that grave, I rose. But what happened? I walked away with life. What now? You know what? I'll walking out in life. I'm not walking to life. I'm not trying to make a life. I am walking in the new life that I have been created in. That's what now. And that new life is the life of Christ. And what did Christ do? What did Jesus Christ do when he walked the earth? When people talk about salvation and knowing God, salvation is a relationship with the true and living God. David, he prayed a prayer. He said, do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. He prayed. You know something? Think about this. We never have to pray that prayer. Never. Why? Why? Because he promised me never to leave me. Never. So when we say, wow, when I meet people and they say they know my father, the year of Jubilee is rejoicing time. And this is what this new life is about. We live it out. And what did Jesus do? See, salvation is more than Jews saved going to heaven. Salvation is Jesus walking the earth, healing the sick. Blind eyes are open. Thank God he opened mine. Dead was raised. Thank God he raised us from the dead. That's salvation. And we today, you know, we was talking about China. My God, we got it all. And people over here don't even rejoice. And you're saying, you know, we come to worship on Sunday. Churches say they worship on Sunday. You know, I wonder when they say they worship it. Jesus met God demands. If any human being want to go to heaven, the only way any human being can get to heaven is the way God said he'd get there. Not the way Doug or nobody else, the way God. He said, in order to get to heaven, you must be perfect. Our position. But the only one was perfect. And that's the one that was raised from the dead. And he didn't go down there. He wasn't down there for what he had did. He was down there for what I had did. And if I truly believe that, how could I ever not thank him? How could I ever not stand up here and tell the world how good he is? If nobody listened and nobody accepted, this is what we do when we walk away with new life. And you know, believing what God said, we said the whole word of God, we believe the whole word of God, what God said. And I think this, I think this is so profound. When we take Holy Communion, we took it Thursday night, we thank God for the body, thank God for the blood. But see, in Christ, there's balance. Most people, they focus on the blood. The blood was shed for our forgiving of sin. But in the new covenant, the sin was never taken away. It was covered. But in the New Testament, the Bible said, he took away our sin. In the old covenant, he said, I will remember your sins down to the third and the fourth generation. In the new and better covenant, he said, I will remember your sins no more. And you know, if we focus, what are we focusing on? Are we focusing on our righteousness? Are we focusing on his goodness? Are we focusing on he will never leave us or forsaken us? Are we focusing on our past? You know, thanks be to God. I thank God that his person, it's not private, but it's personal. And I said, what now? I pray to God that we as a body, as we study God's word, take it in and live it. I thank God for my son tonight, my wife to come. But you don't want to know something? As much as I love them, It's a personal thing. And God gave his best. He gave his one and only best. What more could he do for us? Think about it. What more could he do? When we appreciate what we have, we won't be so focused on what we don't have. So my brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this. In this world, there's going to be trouble. It's going to be sickness. But like I say, the way we believe that God took away, that blood took away our sins, we have to believe he will heal us. Even if he don't. But one thing we can say, we have been set free. Free from the bondage of sin. Free. Not free to lawlessness, but free to study God's word. Free to tell the world how good God is. Free to live the life that Christ have given us. Thank God and thank y'all for listening.